Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. We are so glad you're here. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. One of the easiest ways to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency is through exchange. However, not all exchanges are the same. In fact, even though decentralization is one of the main selling points of cryptocurrencies, some exchanges are centralized. While centralized exchanges can make managing your crypto easier, it doesn't mean you can fully trust them. Let's look at centralized cryptocurrency exchanges and what you need to know before entrusting your coins to their keeping. What is a centralized exchange anyway? So the original idea behind cryptocurrency was to create a decentralized system to send and receive money. No one person controls a truly decentralized network. With blockchain technology, the idea was to create a public ledger where people could view transactions. The transactions are verified using a consensus mechanism. Decentralization is supposed to make transactions trustless, meaning that you don't need to know the other party, and you don't need a trusted third party to complete the transaction. Decentralized exchanges, DEXs, are designed to allow interested parties to exchange cryptocurrencies and other digital assets. There isn't a single authority in charge of a DEX. The transactions are managed on the blockchain. In many cases, participants that provide liquidity to the exchange receive a portion of the fees charged in each transaction. Centralized exchanges, CXs, allow you to sell, buy, and trade crypto, but they are owned and operated by a single authority. Many of them are owned and operated by a company that keeps any applicable fees as part of their profit. These companies set the rules and even decide which cryptocurrencies are listed. So why do people like using these centralized exchanges? So, if a centralized exchange appears on its face to fly in the face of the basic tenets of decentralization, why do people use CXs anyway? Here are some of the reasons some people like using these centralized exchanges. Because they're easy to use. Centralized exchanges are so easy. The interface is often intuitive, and you can buy crypto quickly and easily. There's a smaller learning curve, too, because centralized exchanges are often set up to look similar to simple stock investing apps. The learning curve is a little bit smaller. Learning to use a DEX can require a little more time and effort. Use fiat currency for purchases. Many DEXs require you to have crypto and trade that crypto for another crypto. With a centralized exchange, you can usually make your purchase with a debit card, PayPal, or even bank transfer. This can make sense for investors looking to buy tokens and not get involved deeply in decentralized finance, DeFi. Store cryptocurrencies. A centralized exchange keeps track of your tokens and their value. You can easily store them on the exchange without the need to learn how to use a crypto wallet. It's possible to transfer your digital assets from an exchange to your own digital wallet. But you're not required to. Feeling of security. And finally, a lot of investors feel like there's an element of security with a centralized exchange. Some exchanges carry theft and cybersecurity insurance, so your assets are protected if someone hacks into the exchange. Additionally, some centralized exchanges submit to some level of regulation, so there's the appearance of accountability. Even though there are reasons that some like using CXs, it doesn't mean you should trust an exchange with your digital assets. So here are 5 reasons to avoid trusting a centralized cryptocurrency exchange. Before you decide how you want to set up your personal crypto ecosystem, it's important to understand the drawbacks of CXs and why you should be wary of trusting them completely. Reason number 1, custodial wallets. When you keep your crypto on a centralized exchange, you don't have control of your private keys. Instead, your coins are kept in a wallet controlled by the exchange. The exchange stores the cryptocurrencies on your behalf. You have your account login information, but you don't control the keys to your wallet. If you want direct control over your crypto, you need your own non-custodial wallet. One approach for those who want the ease of using an exchange without maintaining control of their crypto is to use the exchange to buy tokens, but then just send those to your own external crypto wallet. You get the ease of making a purchase on the exchange, but you control your crypto. Transfer the coins as soon as possible to reduce the amount of time the CX has direct control of your crypto. Reason number 2, the exchange kind of makes its own rules. A centralized exchange can make its own rules and then just change them whenever they want. In general, a decentralized exchange has rules built into its code. If the DEX is built on a blockchain that requires consensus, changes to the rules are often put to a vote. As a result, it's harder to adjust a DEX's operations than to change how a CX works. Don't forget that a CX can also stop you from withdrawing funds. If it decides to, it can freeze your account and refuse to let you liquidate your coins and deposit the money in your bank account. Yikes. Plus, with a CX, the rules are generally written to provide the most profit to the company that controls it. And for a CX like Coinbase, which is publicly traded, the ultimate authority is the shareholder. The goals are different for DEXs and CXs, along with who profits. Reason number 3, limited coins. A centralized crypto exchange decides which coins are available for purchase. As a result, many CXs have a much smaller variety of tokens to choose from than DEXs. But the listing power isn't just about which coins make it onto the exchange in the first place. A centralized exchange can also decide to delist a coin. If the coin is no longer supported, you might have a limited time to transfer your assets off the exchange. Or, if the exchange decides it's better, you might end up with those assets frozen in your account. You still own them, quote unquote, but you might not be able to sell or trade them on the exchange. Not much of an ownership, if you ask me. Centralized exchanges can suspend trading on any coin at any time, and that could leave you unable to make decisions about your own assets. You're supposed to own them. Okay, moving on. Here's reason number 4. You might not be reimbursed if your account is compromised. This is a biggie. While some CXs carry insurance against theft or hacking, it doesn't mean that your assets are safe. If your login is compromised and someone accesses your account and takes your crypto, you might not be reimbursed. In many cases, the insurance only applies when the exchange is the target of a hack. Your personal account being targeted by hackers or scammers isn't covered. Plus, no crypto. Wherever you got it or where you store it is covered by SIPC or FDIC insurance. If the exchange failed, you have no recourse. The money is gone, unless the CX decides to make you whole. It's important to note that stablecoins are included in this. If you keep funds in US dollar coin, USDC, they won't be covered by FDIC insurance, even if the CX has FDIC insurance for US dollar balances. It only applies to fiat amounts, not anything held in token form. And last but not least, reason number 5, there isn't much oversight. Regulatory agencies still, for the most part, have no idea how to treat crypto. In some cases, there are some crackdowns, such as the insider trading suit the SEC is bringing against someone from Coinbase. However, if you're looking for the kind of oversight seen with equity exchanges or brokerages, you might find it with a centralized exchange. Centralized exchanges sometimes have the trappings of a regulated investment broker, but they aren't subject to that much oversight. As a result, it could put your assets at risk, especially if you keep large amounts on the exchange. Here's the bottom line. A centralized exchange is designed for company profit. Available coins, rules, and even rewards are designed with profit in mind. Companies operating CXs might offer some rewards for holding coins on the exchange, but they are usually much lower than what you'd see with yield farming or crypto lending. Plus, you won't even have direct control over your crypto on an exchange. This doesn't mean there isn't a place for CXs in your crypto investment strategy. You can use a centralized exchange to quickly and easily buy coins. However, if you plan to hold them for a long time or have a large number of tokens, it might make sense to go ahead and transfer them to a non-custodial crypto wallet you directly control. If you're interested in becoming more involved with the decentralized finance ecosystem, you might be better off sticking mainly with DEXs. You can use a CX to buy a stablecoin, Ethereum or Bitcoin, but then use those coins on a DEX in some other area of DeFi to participate. But carefully consider your portfolio goals and needs, of course. Then, decide how much you can trust a centralized exchange to help you better manage your crypto assets. That is our show for today. We have so much more we could cover, but we're going to stop there. If you want to find out all about CXs and DXs and everything else about crypto you can imagine, check out cultofmoney.com, or we'd love to get to know you. You can follow us all over social media. Just search for Cult of Money wherever you are, and you can find us. Thanks again for stopping by today to the show, and we'll talk to you again real soon.